I'm Martha Richards, and I'm the lucky person to live along the right-of-way up here in the West Ridge development. And I've been living this nightmare for about a year, and I currently have about 40-foot high poles, I call them at this stage, that I look at and I cannot see very well. And this summer, when everything was lovely and green, I'd sit out there on a warm evening with my little gin and tonic and think, okay, 135-foot tower is the possibility from the 40 that I've got, so they would be right up in the sky. So it has been a nightmare for us and hundreds of others, all the way up to Stewartstown, on down to Deerfield. And last February, you may remember, we held our first informational meeting here at the school to let you know what was going on, and there's been so much that has been happening since then that Will Abbott and I and some others felt we should update you. Of course, I keep up with this every day. I breathe it from dawn till dusk. There's tons of stuff on the web, in the newspapers. There's great anger in the state about this, and I think about the only people who are in favor of this is PSNH and some of the people in Franklin, and Will will allude to that later. But what prompted us to hold this meeting is that some people have asked me, well, isn't it a done deal, or is it a done deal? What is happening, or when do we have a vote on this? So I felt, well, maybe we need to enlighten some people about what is happening, because this is going to affect the whole state, Holderness in particular, because we do have the right-of-way here and down through Ashland and Campton, and we've got the map here. So, no, it is not a done deal. Far from it. It could take years, in fact, to get this squared away. We'll go into some more legislative things with this, but there's probably about a two-year contract that Hydro-Québec has with PSNH. So we all do wonder, how long will Hydro-Québec keep funding the fight and their patients when they are already starting to build a facility up in Quebec to start this? So money talks. They're an arm of the Quebec government. We'll just have to see. But we're in this for the long haul. We have to keep up our motivation and the momentum. And we've been strong on this so far for a year. I hope I live long enough to see this thing die. Even Ray Burton says, pack up your tents and leave. And that's what we are hoping, that they'll just close the books on this and realize it is not going to happen. Of course, if that's the case, then they may take this line to another part. Now, interestingly, in New Brunswick and Labrador, Newfoundland, they all have a lot of power also to share from the Churchill River. But what they're talking about is sending it down from the Churchill under the Atlantic Ocean directly into Boston. So no view issues, no eminent domain issues, and we will be talking about eminent domain tonight and our senators. So, no, it is not a done deal. We do not get a vote on this. This is strictly through our legislators. New Hampshire is a referendum state, so we do not have a vote on this. Some people have asked me that. The only vote, again, is through our legislators, and they need to hear from you. Also, you may remember we had a big scoping meeting in Plymouth. I think it was in February or March, one of eight around the state, to get information for the environmental impact study that DOE will then use to determine if they're going to give the presidential permit. The presidential permit is needed because it's crossing an international boundary from Quebec into New Hampshire. So it will be Secretary of State Hillary Clinton, the Secretary of Energy Stephen Chu, and the Secretary of Defense, help me out here. No, it was. Oh, Leon Panetta, who was just named to this. Those three will have to sign off on the presidential permit. It does not mean automatically that shovels will go in the ground, but it is a starting process. And then there's hundreds of more legal ramifications that have to happen with more permitting processes here in the state, fortunately. The Forest Society has to fill in on this. It's just a load of things that, again, we'll talk further about. So it is far from being a done deal, but we still have to be vigilant and sharp. Some of the papers we'd love to have you sign up there is if you would like to get on a daily newsletter that one of these people from up north writes, and it's the livefreeorfry.org site. And it's amazing, this woman hasn't gotten burned out so far in a year, but every day she sends out something with great links, all factual and truthful items of interest. And I have learned so much from that. Plus, I'm just so impressed to be working with this opposition group of some wonderfully fine people that I have met from Stewartstown, even over into Quebec in the farms there that are going to be affected with the lines going right through their yards. And those people are having a hard time being part of the opposition because they're reliant on Hydro-Quebec, which is an arm of the government, and that government has kind of suppressed any opposition to the project. So anyway, I've met wonderful people on this, and back to DOE, they are still taking comments, which surprises us, but it's applicant-driven. We don't really count in this, and the applicant being PSNH. So that information is in these newsletters, but it's www.northernpasseis.gov. And you can get more information from that, and again, register your concerns and comments about things. In the back, we have Atta Girls, as they're called, from Campton, selling their orange wear. And we have signs for sale that Pam just brought in, the yellow signs. And with winter coming, we're urging you to either, well, we've got snowbanks now, or nail it on a tree so it stays up over the winter. And we had put out three big advertising signs for this meeting, and I'm very frustrated. They either get stolen or DOT picks them up. So if there are any of you who live on a good, busy right-of-way in Holderness and would be willing to host one of our signs when we have the next meeting, let me know. Then I won't run into this problem with DOT. So we want to also leave plenty of time tonight for questions and answers and just basic comments. We need to hear from you. This is your chance to express your feelings about what's going on. So again, thank you all for coming. We have Brian Bulldog Tilton here from the radio station, and he's recording things. And so it should be an interesting evening with some good speakers that I think you'll learn a lot from tonight.